No man is more professional than I. I am a 1% man. I am not above or below any man. I'm training my mind. I'm building my body. I'm connecting to my soul. I'm investing my money. Welcome to the 1% Man Podcast. Let's go, go, go. Well, welcome back to the 1% Man Podcast. Got my good friend here, CCB, with me. So I just have to say, because I love doing this, this is a big blooper moment. I totally, like, just forgot all the questions I was going to ask. It, like, just, it didn't hit my head whatsoever. So we have to, you know, hit record again. But CC, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
It's the awkward second question that you ask. Like, I feel like I'm on a movie set and they're like, take two. And then you get your line.
Sometimes so, you got to do it like that. It works.
Exactly. I appreciate you for being so kind, too. So, all right. So I'm going to ask you three questions and I will remember them this time.
Okay.
And the viewers and the listeners are going to get to know you better from these questions. Cool?
Cool.
All right. So question number one, if you could speak to your 18-year-old self, what is one piece of advice you would give her and why?
If I could speak to my 18-year-old self, what was I doing at 18? Forgive me. I'm 36 now. So I'm like 18. Advice to my 18-year-old self would be to slow down. Just slow down. And the important relationship to build with yourself, the important relationship to build right now is with yourself, not with men.
I like that. Yeah. I think I'm about to be 30 and I'm finally understanding that it's super important to take time for me and to really understand like what I want out of life. And when I bring somebody into like the chaos that I'm in, right, it's like controlled chaos for me. Like I totally understand what I'm doing and I may understand it, but when I bring somebody else in that dynamic and they have their own chaos and stuff going on, it's like, well, we can't really blend right now because I just kind of need to solidify what I want to do, you know what I'm saying, before I bring you into this. So I totally understand what you mean. I love that. So question number two. So if you had to be an expert in another field, all right, besides self-love, a 13-time author, a business owner, self-publishing books on Instagram Instagram marketing, self-publishing books, what would it be and why? Any field.
Expert in any field. It would probably be something like IT.
IT?
Yeah. Something with computers, IT work. Yeah. Because that's just smart. Like, that's just like computers already run the world and they about to run the world for real. So I feel like if I could be an expert at the other area, it'd be that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely dig it. I actually got into the field that I'm in now because of IT. Because of computers. Like I switched, I used to be in like the service industry, personal training. And I was like, you know what? So I made the jump to IT, skyrocketed my income and everything. That helped me to like open a lot more doors because of being in a field that's so hot and in demand, like totally changed the trajectory of like things that I'm doing. So I totally get you on that one. And the metaverse and everything going on too. So that's even NFTs and all that, but that's a whole different conversation. So last question, what is one value you believe all men should adopt to make it a better place?
Integrity.
Didn't even like, I love it. You spit it. Okay, why integrity? Talk me through this.
Because I think a lot of men are not being taught integrity. I think we're really living in a time where a lot of men get on their platforms with their microphones, just like this one. And they are trying to lead other men, but they don't have integrity for themselves. And so what they're passing down to other broken, wounded men is a lot of stuff that doesn't come from integrity. And I think that if more men had integrity and understood what it meant to have integrity, then they would be able to stand 10 toes down on their own intuition, on their own healthy masculinity, and on their own word.
How do you define integrity for yourself?
It's your moral compass that is surrounded by boundaries that you put up for yourself. And so it's things that you know is right for you, wrong for you, and you don't allow yourself to step out of that place, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. I think that's the one thing before I started this podcast, I told myself I'm going to be completely transparent and honest about my journey, what I am doing and what I'm going through. And I have even the tagline for our company is progress over perfection, where I don't ever want to look like I'm this perfect man that has it all going on. I talk about myself being toxic in my relationships and things that I've done. And I tell men like, hey, I may have done a toxic thing here, but it doesn't make me toxic.
Right.
Just means that, hey, I had this one time where I did mess up and I was completely fucked up, you know, what I did. But at the same time, you have to have that self-awareness and then also not blame women for all your shit either. And I think that's super important too, because something I'm seeing, I think now in today's world is that a lot of men do have this platform and have a lot of men listening and they will shit on women or they will blame, or not even women, they'll blame everybody else and never look at themselves and be like, hey guys, you know what? I'm a shitty person. Like, I have bad relationships too. It's almost like everybody wants to look at this perfectionism on social media. Like, oh, I'm perfect. I have everything figured out and everything. And it's like, that's not the truth behind the scenes. Like, mm-hmm. you're crying. You're probably living at home and you don't have it all put together. That's like your podcast, hate for rambling, but your podcast is like talking about men that have these platforms and everything. And they're not the best of men to be sharing the message with or to be listening to their message because they don't have it figured out. They're just right. angry and whatnot. So.
Right. Well, my podcast speaks to women.
Yeah.
Right. And so my podcast speaks to women. And the thing about me, and that is how I've built my brand, and it's my brand is me, but my podcast is really about speaking to women, not about things that they want to hear, but the shit that they need to hear, right? Like, so I'm very big on accountability. I'm very big on inner work. I'm very big on healing your own wounds so that you could be a better woman for yourself. I don't give a shit who's doing what out there. I don't care what the men are doing, right? I was saying today, actually, in an episode, I was like, you know, because people will be like, oh, why don't you talk more to the men? And I'm like, for what? Why? Like, I'm talking to us. And the reality is that what would be the incentive for a man to change his bad behavior, quote unquote, if he's still getting rewarded, right? So if a man is bad behavior, right? But he keeps getting rewarded by you, woman, with home-cooked meals, pussy, on demand, a place to lay his head, encouragement, support, nurturing, why would he change? To do what? When he still gets to benefit off of it. So I'm not going to speak to men because the men who are doing whatever they're doing, that's their business. It's up to us. That's where accountability and personal responsibility comes in, where it's like, no, you have to fix up yourself on the inside. So then you're not even in those men's vicinity, those type of men, right? You get to elevate. And as a result of elevation, you get to meet other men who are on an elevation path themselves.
Oh, I love that. Because I always get so upset when I hear men always, when someone's talking and holding men accountable, mm-hmm. and someone said, and then oh, there's always this one guy that'll come out of nowhere and be like, well, women do X, Y, Z. And I'm just women like, whoa, 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 whoa. And women, yep. and I totally get that. But I'm always like, no, we're talking about men right now. Yep. Let's focus on the topic at hand. Don't deflect all that bullshit that we have going on in our own community right yep. now, like masculine stuff, and be like, well, no, because you have to understand, like, men and women equal in the eyes of God, whatever you believe, right? Equal in that eyes, in that sense. But in this phase of reality, we're completely different, mm-hmm. right? Like, I always say, men have a seed, women carry the seed. Already, biologically, we are so different already. So the minute you want to shift the blame, you can't, mm-hmm. cannot do that at all. And you, mm-hmm. and I think it's real, as a man, you can't truly be masculine and you can't be a leader in that sense. You know, people, oh, I'm a king, whatever. You can't be alpha king or whatever if you're always shifting blame to somebody, or if you're blaming women or degrading women too as well. Can't be. You know what I mean? I'm like, let's take it outside. I'll square up with you. I'm going to beat you up, because to me, that just pisses me off. I'm like, I'll throw hands. I have no problem. You know what I mean?
And I think the issue too is that I think a lot of men are confused between leadership and dictatorship. And there's a big difference.
Speak on it. Go ahead.
A really big difference. In order to lead, you have to be vulnerable. That's first and foremost, right? And so you can't get on a podcast in your mother's basement while she's upstairs cooking you dinner and bang on your chest and say, I am alpha male and da da da, and you are going to submit to me. No one is submitting to you. The only type of woman who's going to submit to you is a broken woman because water seeks its own level. And so you're broken, you're wounded, you have no integrity, you have no self-respect. You don't have any healing. And so as a result, you're going to get with women who are broken, have no integrity, have no self-respect, right? Are not anywhere close to their self-love in any sense. And you're going to get with them, and then you're going to feel like a man because you'll break them down further in order for you to feel above them. That doesn't make a sense. So you're a dictator. You're not a leader, because a woman who is emotionally mature, emotionally responsible, can be a safe space for you and has gone through her healing and continues to do her inner work, isn't interested in a dictator. She's interested in a leader. That's it. And because you don't know the difference between the two, now you're frustrated because you're running around talking about, I need a woman to be my piece. You're not understanding that you have to be your own piece. A woman can only come in and add to your piece because she has peace on her own. She can come in and add to it. She cannot bring you peace, and she cannot be your peace. And that's what the problem is. Right. And so you get so frustrated because you're not peaceful. You get with a broken woman who's just as broken with you. She's chaotic, just as chaotic with you. And then you're upset that you can't find no peace. Well, I mean, sir.
I love the sir at the end. Sir.
you know, and this is the problem with a lot of these men who are on these platforms. Nobody's telling other men this. And then the men who are trying to tell these men this, because toxicity likes toxicity. The same way that there are women who are on the internet who are serving at, like, they're a breeding ground for, like, toxic shit, right? And then they have their own following, and it's just like an echo chamber of women being like, yeah, it's always the men problem. Yeah, it's always them, like, pointing fingers. The same way that we're seeing in the manosphere, where it's just a bunch of broken men who are gathering and serving as each other's echo chambers to be like, yeah, we are alpha male. And it's like, no, you're not. Stop. Because alpha males don't have to say they're alpha males. They just are. Alpha males don't have to scream into their microphones. They can talk. Alpha males have accountability and take responsibility, and they build community. And when they say building community, they actually build community and serve that. They serve the community by building community, healthy community. Not this. Just all here creating roaches. What are we doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I just find it very interesting. I keep my ear to the street, all the manosphere. I keep my ear to the street because I want to know what's going on. And I listen. It's not like I just, you know, listen to one episode and, you know, da da da. No, I'd be listening. I will listen. I'll have it playing in the background while I'm doing whatever. And I'm just like,
I'll say this is probably like the last thing I'll say before I'll stop, because I know we could probably go on forever on this topic, but I think it's always picking, choosing what you wish to be upset about, right? Mm-hmm. I think the thing I always see in the manosphere, especially like red pill community, black pill community, is they'll pick one thing that they disagree with, you know, and they'll take it and they'll put it out of context to fit whatever context they want it to fit. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, well, you see, this is why you can't have women, or this is why, like, I think the latest video I probably watched was this guy that hit his face in Spider-Man like costume, and he was like talking, he was like, yeah, you know, women that are women that, you know, that have multiple kids, you shouldn't date them, because who wants someone that's already been used? And I'm like, I couldn't wrap my head around that to really think about, you know, what he was saying. And I'm like, if you don't want to date a woman with kids, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? You can totally say that.
Yeah, 100%.
But to degrade her and to say that she's used or whatever, but then again, you hold a man that had a seed and then left, or another man that came, saw her that had a seed, came and left. You don't hold the same accountability to those men. That's my issue, right?
Their argument always falls apart when you really dismantle it. And that's why they get so upset and get so frustrated when they have somebody speaking to them calmly and correctly and dismantling their argument. They get very defensive and they don't know what to do with themselves, because they think that they have a leg to stand on, but all you have to do is flick it and the leg falls. Because at the end of the day, you're comparing women who have, like, you know, kids already to use cars. Are you okay? Because here's the thing. So there are certain people whose name I will not mention, but I'm sure we can all draw conclusions here. Like, there is a specific man on the YouTube streets, okay, who everybody is just like, he has like apostles and disciples who are all just like regurgitating the shit that he says out of their mouth, and they're all saying it fucked up. That's another thing too, like, they're saying it all these fucked up ways, and like, you can't even formulate your own opinion, that you have to go to your godfather and like take what he's saying and then like regurgitate it in all these weird ways. Like, you call yourself a leader? I think not. That's number one. And number two, the same men who are on their platform calling women used goods, you know, hitting the wall after 36 and nobody's going to want you, whatever the case may be, are the same ones who are pushing them to get married early, to be in these committed marriages really early. What, you're 22 years old. Why aren't you married yet? You're 23 years old. Why aren't you married yet? But not realizing that at 23 years old, and for people listening, we get it. Like, some people succeed 23 years old to get married, stay together forever. But the majority of people, this is why you end up seeing divorce, because you're not ready yet. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, you don't even know who you are at 23, right? And what happens now is that they get into these relationships, they go ahead and get married, they bring children into this. You ain't even able to raise yourself properly. You don't know who you are. So then you have a child in the mix where y'all don't know what you're doing there either, right? And then tutus, you guys, doesn't work out because you grow so much that and realize this is not the right person for me. So you end up what? Divorced with three kids at 35 years old. So now the same men who are telling you to rush and get married at 22 are the same men who are going to shit on you for being divorced at 35. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just like the men who are like, I heard him say the other day, well, oh, if you're over the age of 30, women, women, if you're over the age of 35 and you're not married, there's something wrong with you. And they kept repeating it over and over again. And it was just so interesting because then the disciples took that sentence and started running with it on their podcast. But the funny thing about it is if somebody said, apparently these guys have lady friends, they have women in their lives, right? And so interestingly enough, well, wouldn't you say there's something wrong with her? Don't you have a girlfriend who's over 35 and you're not married to her? So hold on. If there's something wrong with us, keep that same energy for the girl you're laying in bed with every night, right? Because you're choosing to stick your peen in this woman and you ain't marrying her. If there's something wrong with us, then there must be something wrong with her. This is why you can't talk out of your ass. Because it's just like, this is how the argument falls apart. And if there's something wrong with her that you're not marrying her, why are you with her? The apple don't fall too far from the tree, sweetie. So which means is that if you're sleeping with her and there's something wrong with her, then there must be something wrong with you too. Because water seeks its own level. So stop.
Yeah, you got that deficiency and you got to feel that deficiency somehow. So
just stop.
Yeah. And I love that water seeks its own level. Always.
It always will. It always will. So it's just, you know, the relationships you have with other people are a direct reflection of the relationship you have with yourself. Every day, all day, I don't care. So if you're always, and I say this to women all the time, that's why they don't like me. You know, that's why when it comes to other women, they either love me or they fucking can't stand me. And it is what it is. But, you know, I always say like, you're going around talking about, oh, if every man you meet is toxic, girl, so are you, right? And for the men too, if every woman you meet is toxic, fam, so are you. Like, because water seeks its own level. Because if you weren't toxic, when you came across somebody who was toxic, you'd be like, oh, that's going to be okay. Please take care of yourself. This is not my lane. I don't know how I even got here. I took the wrong turn. Siri. What's the next exit, please? Right? Like, you're not seeing toxic, attaching yourself to toxic, then laying with toxic for 2 years and then talking about, oh, this person is toxic. Well, so are you. But people don't want to hear that because it triggers them and it upsets them, because that would mean that they have to sit with themselves and really look at themselves and unpack their problems, their traumas, their wounds, and be like, oh, is it me? Am I the toxic one? Yes, you are. Right? I'm sorry, I'm gonna cough.
It's all good. Excuse me. No, you're good. I love the way you did it so elegantly, like a lady. Excuse me, I'm going to call.
Excuse me. I felt it coming. I was like, oh.
No, I love that. And then one thing I think really, to really bring it together, like first step is like that self-awareness piece. You have that self-awareness, you're realizing, hey, look, I keep attracting toxic relationships. I need to get out of here, need to heal and do that. So mm-hmm. I kind of want to fast forward a little bit because I think a lot of people, they understand that, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think one thing I'm going to say is like, don't get caught up in that. But now that when people do become to this spot that they are healed, a lot of people want to get married, even want to date. We won't talk about marriage, just talk about dating, right? People want to date, but how do they step back out, right? And I want you to help the men, because one thing is a lot of men always say, well, how do I approach a woman? You know what I mean? Because there's either you're going to listen to the dating coach, which is fairly okay. But you know, at the end of the day, like they're talking about like, this is how you pick a woman to have sex with. Right? Or pickup artist.
Okay.
Then you need to know all these pickup lines, right? Okay. Well, this is what you do. You got to learn, you know, female nature, or you got to know nurture nature. And then there's so many things like, well, make sure you close the distance and touch her a little bit, but don't touch her too much. And how does she react? So there's so much things going on in a man's head. And I'm just like, look, ditch all the pickup lines. Let's ditch all this stuff. Let's talk to a real woman that understands these things. Right? Because if you want to attract a woman, you should probably go talk to a woman that's healed. Right? Uh-huh. So what is the best way to approach a woman and talk to her?
So I'm gonna say to the men the same thing that I say to my audience. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you are quirky, be quirky. If you are nerdy, be nerdy. If you are, you know, whatever it is that you are, just be yourself and just learn how to take rejection on the chin and go about your business. Don't let it like break you, right? So one thing I do understand is how closed off some women could be when a man approaches them, especially nowadays, like, ew, no, back up, back, back, right? Like all this stuff. And I'm just like, y'all have to stop doing that. But also too, that's a safety issue. It's a safety concern as well, right? So we have to understand that area as well. But humor works a lot. If you go in and you say something nice and funny, you know what I mean? Charming, mix the charming with the humor, but just be yourself. And eventually, you know, and I think this idea of like looking, you don't have to look. Sometimes it's not that difficult. Sometimes it's as simple as you're in a grocery store and you're going to get the box of Fruit Loops and she's reaching for a box of Fruit Loops and you're like, ma'am, this is mine. And she's like, actually, this is mine. And then you guys start laughing. And then look, now we have a segue to, hey girl, I wonder if you have straight teeth under that mask. Like, I don't know. Like,
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then she's going to be like, my teeth are straight. Ready? Want to see? Like, and then she'll put on, like, it doesn't, I think people really overcomplicate things in their mind. And I think, like you said too, they're listening to too much shit. It's not that difficult. It's just that people are very impatient and people want immediate gratification. So what men want to do is to go outside and there is a woman standing there and she's like, hi. And he's like, this is going to be easy. Hi, my name is da 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 da. And like, that's how that's going to work. And it's just like, not. The reality is you go outside and women are walking by. They ain't got time. They're like, yeah, I got things to do. Woof, 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 woof. Right. So you're going to have to, you know, even like bring back some type of chivalry. Like I experienced chivalry. It meant like, so women will say, oh, there's no men, no more men who are chivalrous. But in my experience, that's not true. I experience it all the time. And I've always experienced chivalrous men. So my whole thing is, and I hear men saying, well, they don't want to be chivalrous anymore because the women don't appreciate it. I agree. And I'm going to say this.
Oh,
no, I do.
Yeah, got you. I want to hear this. Oh man.
I'm going to say this because I listen to so many women and their shit every day. I agree that there are women out there who do not appreciate it 1000%, but it doesn't mean that you change who you are because you're coming across women who don't appreciate it. There are women out there who 1000%, I love me a chivalrous man. You will go very far with me, right? And there are other women like me. So you don't change who you are because the specific type of women that are not appreciating it, you change the pool that you're going towards, right? Like, stop swimming in that pool. Why are you expecting, and I'm not trying to be rude, and for the ladies listening right now, it is what it is, y'all already know, but like, why are you trying to be chivalrous to a girl who's on her Instagram model, who's a baddie, and she is talking about how she's answering, pretending to answer phone with money in her hand. She is, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, pow, 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 shooter, shooter, shooter. She don't care about that shit.
Hold on. We have to unpack this because I think what you said was just huge, right? Your dating pool, right? Make sure that you get into the right pool. And I just want to clarify what you mean is that, hey, there's a certain group of women that you're going to look at and you're going to be like, look, they may look good, but that's not your type of woman at all, right? You may be like, yo, physically or visually, you're like, oh my God, like she's stunning. But then you check her out and you're just like, you know what? The way she talks, the way she dresses, whatever. It's like, hey, doesn't fit where I'm going and who and what I want in my life. And it's okay to be like, appreciate it. And then be like, Hey, Google, please give me the next exit. Cause literally my Google just came on when I
Yeah. Yeah. Google, no, 100%. And it's like, you have to, and I think too, men need to learn how to have like healthy communication, you know, and I'm going to say this, dick discipline. Like,
say it again.
Have some dick discipline.
Dick discipline, please.
If you are genuinely trying to date a woman with intention, like you're trying to pursue a woman so that you can go forward and be in a healthy relationship and then eventually get married, or let's just say, right?
Yes. Well,
then stop leading with your dick. Just because you see a woman who looks good on the outside, like there's a lot of fruit that are rotten on the inside. Like, do you know what I mean? And so have communication. So before, if you are nervous about being chivalrous and like giving your all to a woman, first of all, every new person that you date, you have to reset. Okay.
Thank you. It just is what
it is. Like, you don't go to a new job and be like, well, shit, I did all this stuff and I put in all this energy for the last 10 jobs. I'm not doing it again here. Like, no, it's a new job. You got to give the same energy. If you know what I mean? You want to get the job or not?
Yeah,
you want to get
exactly.
paid or not? You know? So you have to do that in every situation. However, have conversation. Those first couple of conversations, and you don't have to go out. And I want men to really hear this too, right? There's levels to this shit. Obviously we're grown. Like, I'm 36 years old. And what you're not going to do is take me to McDonald's. We're not doing that. And you're not taking me to fucking Olive Garden. We're not doing that either. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that you need to take me to a 25-star fucking restaurant. That doesn't mean that either.
Not good anymore?
Huh?
Olive Garden is not good anymore?
Next caller. So
I didn't know.
Doesn't mean, like, you can get creative. For example, like if I was chopping it up with a guy, talking whatever, da da da, and he was like, yo, and he asked me questions. What do you like? What are you into? Yo, do you like Dave and Buster's? I'll be like, I love Dave and Buster's. That I would love to have bring me to Dave and Buster's on a first date and see what I'll fuck shit up in Dave and Buster's, right? Like, then we get to laugh, we get to joke, we have to get to have personality, and then maybe tomorrow we can go for dinner, whatever. But stop thinking that you have to be an Instagram F boy. Like, stop thinking you got to do all this, you know, this whatever, and stop. And if you're dating a woman who is, because women got their shit fucked up too sometimes, you know what I mean? If you're dating a woman who's like, no, my standard is you need to take me on an $800 date, tell her to kick rocks. Yes. Tell her to be like, all right, well, you want to know what? Because the thing about it is, like, in order to be chivalrous, chivalry is not only about shelling out money or whatever. And I think people are losing this. Like, it's not only about shelling out money. When you're having conversation with her at first, be like, what do you like? What are you into? And then ask her too, like, how are your reciprocation levels? Like, you enjoy chivalrous men? Oh, so are you a chivalrous woman? Ask her that and see what happens. Like, literally ask her that.
Could you explain what a chivalrous woman looks like and what it means? Because I think I've never heard that. Are you a chivalrous woman? So I've never heard that before. So that sounds like something that I'd love to hear more about.
Okay. So I'll give you an example. I went on a date one time with this wonderful, lovely man, and he was very open my car door, open the doors, pull my seat out for me, take my jacket, hang my jacket up, all that stuff. So I realized off the bat, you want to know what? There's some chivalry going on. We like this. I like this. Cool. The meal comes and everything is just gentlemen from top to bottom. And as the meal comes, we were kind of like sharing some of our food together. Like, cause I got something, he got something, he wanted to taste it. And I cut up some of his food for him. And I was like, not to say that he's a child, but that was me showing like my reciprocation. And he kind of looked at me and he was like, are you cutting up my food? And I'm like, well, yeah, we're sharing food. So I'm going to cut yours and put this on your side and this, that, and the third. But he told me that that small gesture showed him that there is reciprocation there, right? Mm-hmm. Like immediately it fell into, for him, it translated to, well, I give and she gives. I'm giving and she's giving. I'm giving and she's giving. And that's just normal to me. Like I grew up, I was raised to cater to my man, the end. And not in a toxic way, but like to cater to my man, right? So it's normal for me. I'm gonna fix your plate. I'm gonna do all that stuff. That's just normal for me. But that showed him like, interesting, right? Me being a chivalrous woman as well is also, you know, what a man, understanding what a man, a healthy man needs and wants, right? So support, nurture, encouragement, like, you know, him being able to rest his head and not having to worry. That's me being chivalrous on my end for him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you, like, women will be like, and I've had this conversation with women many times, be like, I want a gentleman. And I'm like, well, are you a gentle woman? Because here's the thing, like, y'all are talking about you want these gentlemen, but you're literally on Instagram talking about rah, rah, rah. And I'm just like, you know, you're screaming, you're yelling, you don't know how to have a healthy communication, you get upset, you are calling people out their names, like off of a misunderstanding. That's not very gentlewoman of you. And so if you want a gentleman, you better learn how to be a gentlewoman. And that's just it. And that's not saying that you can't have, I'm not trying to even, I want to make it very clear. I'm not saying that you have to be like meek and do it, and you never speak up for yourself and your throat chakra is closed. That's not what I'm saying at all. Like you can be assertive and a gentlewoman at the same time. Just like your man can be assertive and masculine and a gentleman at the same time. Mm-hmm. You could have a backbone and still be gentle with your man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can have a backbone and be gentle with your man while him also knowing, don't fucking play with me though. Like, right. But also don't play with me, but also come here and let me love you up. But also don't fuck around with me, but also come get these things. But also don't play with me, but also come let me rub your back. You want a foot rub? What you want, a spa day? What you want? Like, you can do all that with keeping your boundaries, which is your backbone in place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes 100% sense. I totally agree. I actually do remember dating a woman like that, but I had to remember, like, she just came from an abusive relationship of like 3 years. So it was like, I had to have a moment. I just said, and she was like yelling. And I was just like, okay. Hey, I get it. And I just said it like really calmly. And it wasn't like, I didn't say it really calmly like this, but I was just like, hey, I get it. Like you've been in an abusive relationship before, but here we don't do that. You don't need that. Right. And it wasn't like super soft, but it wasn't stern. It was just like a, hey, we're not gonna do that here, but I'm gonna listen to you. So what's up?
Yes.
And after that, it was just like, and then boom, the whole conversation changed. It was like, okay, hey, I just feel upset because my old relationship, this happened and that. And I was like, hey, I get it.
Yep. But
here, I'm gonna listen to you. So what's going on? Talk to me.
And sometimes you need to do that. You need to, and I think that's what people are missing too. Like, people are coming from all different types of levels of fucking chaos, trauma, this, that, and the third, right? Everybody, man and woman, both of them are coming from different places. But it's like, you have to also be willing, because people give up super quick. They're like, oh no, fuck this. You have to also be willing to, like you said, like, hey, I get that that's where you came from, but we don't do this here. You know, like we don't do this here. And it's interesting that you said that because that happened to me one time too. And almost like the same thing. I had come from an abusive relationship. And though I was like healed through it, there was still some residue left over. And there are still some things that like maybe triggered me a little bit. And so one of the things was I was so used to whenever a simple disagreement would happen, it would turn into him like attacking me, like verbally assaulting me, all this stuff. And as a result, I had to go into defense mode. You get the whole like cycle, right?
Yeah, got you.
So I'm with this new wonderful man and his super calm energy. And we were on the tip of a disagreement, not an argument, but just a tip of a disagreement. And my body kind of went into, oh shit, like, oh no, like I'm going to start getting yelled at. And so I started to cry. And like, I raised my voice just a little bit and he looked at me in the most loving way. And he was like, hey, did I yell at you? And I was like, no. He's like, did I raise my voice? I was like, no. He's like, did I say something to make you cry? And I was like, no. He was like, okay, let's not. And I was like, you're right. Let's not.
Yeah.
Right. And then I explained to him like where I was coming from. And he was like, I appreciate you for explaining to me. Thank you so much. And he said something that was impeccable too. He was like, I will do better now that I know that. I will remember that. So I'll approach you just a little bit differently. So when we're entering into disagreement zone, I'll like, to just help you out and be like, hey, this is a disagreement, not an attack. Right. And sometimes that helps. It just brings people down. Right. And so he would lead, not dictate, hey, whenever like a little disagreement would come up, this is a disagreement. This is not an argument. This is not a fight. This is not an attack. And I'd be like, you okay. And then we would talk. Right.
Yes. I had a friend that told me that you can have discussions and you can have disagreements, but you don't need to have arguments in your relationship. You can, hey, a discussion, disagreement is just like you two both getting passionate.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But when you start having like arguments, it's because you're not really listening to either side. So it's okay. You can have disagreements and arguments, but like, hey, your disagreements and discussions.
Yeah.
You know, but let it be productive that you're progressing towards something, but not just sitting in a standstill like, you're yelling, they're yelling and back and forth because that's super hurtful.
It is. Yeah. And I think to a degree that arguments can be healthy because we're human and sometimes things boil up and, but as long as a rule of thumb, like I have a rule of thumb in my relationships where it's like, if we're going to have an argument, you can never call me out my name though. Like you can't call me out my name. I'm not going to call you out your name. We like an argument's to happen, but we both have to at some point set our ego aside and be like, hey, that was fucked up. Can we talk? You know, can we talk? Like, can we, you know, like, let's come on. Cause at the end of the day, we're human. Things are going to happen. Like, it's not always going to be lollipops and gumdrops, yo, but we need to be able, and that's why building a friendship with somebody I believe is so important before you even get into sex, before you get into anything like that, before you get into a relationship, because you can remember, like, once you're in a relationship, you can remember, hey, this is my homie though. You know?
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
I wouldn't, if when me and my best friend get in a disagreement, I don't start screaming her face off. That's my best friend. I'm like, we'll get in an argument once a year. And I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that. Right. And she's like, you want to know what? I want to talk to you today. I'm like, fine. I don't want to talk to you today either. Call you tomorrow. She's like, fine. Bye. And that's it. And then the next day, one of us calls and was like, what you did was effed up. I want you to know that. Let's never do that again. Fine. I agree. It was effed up. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you too. Are you mad? No, not anymore. Are you mad? No, not anymore. Moving along. The end.
Boom.
Right. And so in my romantic relationships, it's got to be the same. Like, I got to remember, like, you're my friend that we're building and then we're just going to end up, you know, we also sleep together and we're working, you know, we're working towards marriage and some babies. And you're also, if we're going to get married, you're probably going to have to wipe my ass when we're 80. But the point is that you're still my friend. And if that's not our solid base, then what are we doing?
True, true. There's two points I want to touch on.
Before we leave out
is number one is about the idea of having this perfect woman, right? Like, I think you've heard the technique of write down what you want in a woman. Everything you want, right? And you write down everything you want and then like that's who you're working towards, right? That's who you want to attract and that's who you want to get. Something that I really love to touch on is that I tell men all the time, you write down all that, that's perfect. Remember that this perfect woman doesn't exist at all. Look for 70 to 80%. Right. Like, you know, and then look for like deposits of good traits that you really want personality wise, not just like, hey, she looks good. Great. I totally get all men want someone that looks good, fine, sexy, because that's the person that's going to happen. You're going to lust after her. But then the personality wise, like, does she have good traits? Maybe she has deposits of like things that you see that you like in your mother, your sister, your dad or whatever. Something that kind of reminds you, like that kind of signals to you like, hey, this is the right woman for you. You know what I'm saying? What's your take on that? Do you tell women to do something similar or?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Gotcha.
I do. I tell women to do the exact same thing. I just twist it and I always, not twist it, but the caveat is make a list, get a piece of paper, put it in two columns. On one column, you're going to write all the things that you want in a man. On the next column, you're going to ask yourself if you match it. So if you're going to sit up here and be like, I want a man who's accountable, get honest. Are you accountable? If you're not, work on it. Right. But I also tell women to be realistic. To be realistic is not about settling for less. It's to be realistic. Because a lot of women, the first top three things are going to say is I want a man who's loyal, who's faithful, and who I could trust, which is like all the same things, to be honest, but it's always the same things, right? And then they go into, you know, I want him to have his own this, I want him to that. But everybody always leaves out conflict resolution. Everybody always leaves out conflict resolution. Everybody always leaves out, I want a man who's going to challenge me to grow more. I want a man who's going to challenge me to step more into myself. I want a man who's going to challenge me to help me understand more about what union is. I want a man who's going to help me grow with him. Everybody leaves that shit out. And when you leave that stuff out and all you have is like this dream list of like all these dreamy, lovey things. Well, when life happens, in your relationship and you have no conflict resolution, you don't understand what communication is. That's another thing too, that I have to deal with women and drill into their heads all the time. I'm like, communication is not just about talking. It's also about listening. So one person talks and you listen. You don't sit there and wait for him to stop just so you could speed off what you want to say 20 minutes ago. No, you listen, right? Mm-hmm. And like vice versa. So conflict resolution, listening, and being able to challenge each other and not challenge each other in a rude or mean or spiteful way. Challenge each other in the same way. For example, an example I like to use is like working out, right? If I have a trainer, she or he is going to challenge me and push me to do my best on that motherfucking treadmill, right? To do my reps. I did 60 seconds of planks this time. Come on, it's a week later. You're strong enough now. You can go for 80 seconds. Like you could, okay, now we're 2 weeks in. You're strong enough. You can go for 100 seconds, right? And as a result of that trainer doing that for me, I'd be getting results. I'd be strong. I'm like, oh, I'm strong, right? Like, look at what I can do. But yeah. In my romantic relationships, it has to be the same. Like, all right, babe, like you want to do this or whatever, let's go. Like, let's challenge you to be a better version of what you are. I always say that I could be a light on my own. You could be a light on your own, right? And we could light up the room just fine. But when another light bulb comes in, it makes the room brighter, right? And so that is what a relationship is. Like you come in and we make each other brighter because you stepping beside me, my light's already on. I didn't make you brighter. You didn't make me brighter. We made the room brighter together. And so if we're not willing to work together in order to challenge each other to make that shit brighter, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's so true. Man, I really like that example of making each other brighter. But I would say, I think the one thing that people miss out too, that conflict resolution, that's so huge. Mm-hmm. That when you want someone to challenge you, I think also we romanticize like people challenging us. It sounds good. Like, oh, he holds me accountable or she holds me accountable or she's challenging me. It's like, that shit is really nasty. Like that's not some good stuff sometimes. Cause that mm-hmm. that's requiring you to shift your identity of who you believe you are.
Yeah.
And when a woman tells you like, hey, you can do better as a man, you're just like, damn, really I can do better? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that one teacher that sees your greatness and you don't see it. And then they call it out and you're like, I know, but I don't really want to try that hard though. No, I want you to try harder.
Yeah.
Well, and you have to make a decision. Like, do I want to stay here and try harder? And do I truly want this? Cause when you really get it, totally different. I had a woman that pushed the fuck out of me. And I think it really made me a lot better man because we dated in college. And she was like, but like, Bertrand, you're not really emotional with me at all. And I'm just like, what do you mean? We hang out all the time. We're together all the time. Like, mm-hmm. what do you mean I'm emotional with you? Like, I tell you everything. And she's like, no, but you don't really like, I don't. And then one day I broke down. I cried in front of her. She was like, wow, you really do have emotions. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I'm crying right now. Like, mm-hmm. no, but you've never cried in front of me. I've never seen you like high or low. Like you just, and I'm just like, oh, wow.
Yep.
And that brings my last point is That one actually was like, how can men show their emotions without without a woman devaluing the masculinity? I think a lot of times something that I've seen a lot of is like men will come to me and be like, hey, I want to be super vulnerable, but she's not gonna see me as a man anymore. She won't see me up here. She's gonna see me less than, or she'll, you know what I'm saying?
It's a matter of picking the right woman. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, there are women who are gonna act like a little bitch. What you crying for? Being a little bitch. Like there are women yeah. out there, and it's really unfortunate that are gonna do that. So I think men first need to learn how to be a safe space for themselves, to no matter how like corny or cheesy it might sound, get you some affirmations and get you in front of a mirror and be like, yo, I am safe here. I could be emotional with myself. I could be vulnerable. Cause a lot of men don't even want to be vulnerable with themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of men don't even want to admit to themselves like, yo, I'm having this emotion right now. A lot of men don't even know how to identify their emotions. That's another problem too, because we raise men to steer away from their emotions, and we raise women to be all up in our emotions 24/7, 7 days a month, 365 days a year. So I think the first step for men is to be like, I am safe here with myself. And then realize, like, as you're safe for yourself, you'll know how to be a safe space for a woman that comes into your life. And then one of your prerequisites is that she has to be a safe space for you. The minute you realize that, like, you're not safe with her, then that's not the woman for you. Mm. But remember, you need to be the thing that you want. And you have to just keep trying and trying again until eventually, and I know it gets tiring,
I love it.
But you know, you have to be the thing that you want over and over and over and over again in these new experiences. And one day, man, somebody, a woman's gonna look at you and be like, you are a beautiful man and I'm not going anywhere. And she is gonna be the yin to your yang, you know?
Yeah.
And it takes time. You have to have patience. I tell my ladies, like, yo, you have to have patience on this journey, yo. The type of woman that you want as a man is not microwavable. She's not gonna be ready in 3 minutes.
Yo, she's that turkey that you gotta, you know, pre-stuff. Wrap, and then you gotta let it season a little bit, put it in the oven. It's gonna take a while.
It's gonna take some time. And so yeah. on the time, instead of trying to rush, the same thing I tell ladies, take your single time to find your magic in your alone time. Practice some discipline. Stop creating soul ties with all these women. And then you can, you know what I mean? Like, stop trying to digest women just for their poom poom. Like, learn how to taste them and savor them for their mind, for how they can build with you, but for their you know,
connection, their, just that friendship, just
their heart, who they are. Their spirit, exactly. Like how they are leveling you up. And pay attention to that, because a good woman is supposed to come into your life and level you up, and a good man, you're supposed to come into her life and level her up too, because she's supposed to have things that you don't have and you're supposed to have things that she doesn't have. So when you guys come together, that's how you guys elevate on a different plane, right? So it's like, don't let your ego get in the way of that. Like, she's going to be areas that she's good at and you're just not. And you have to be like, oh shit, I didn't know. Right. But like, her sauce mixed with your sauce, there's going to be areas that you're good at. And she's like, oh, well, teach me, daddy. Like, right. And then, you know,
you're in there.
Yeah.
So, man, this was such a great conversation. Cause I can't wait to play it back and listen and be like, oh, I forgot about that. And so I totally love this season. Thank you so much. But I want to ask you this final question, right?
Yeah. Is
when it's all said and done, and you know, we're remembering your legacy, right? You're taking your final breaths and everything. What do you want to be remembered for, and how do you want to be remembered?
My authentic self. Mm. I want to be remembered as my authentic self and somebody who encouraged everybody to be their authentic self and to trust the timing of their lives.
I love that. And how can people connect more with you and get to learn about what you do and all your books? 13, which number 14, 15, 16 is, oh, excuse me. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm out here just.
On the way.
She's a writer. She's a real writer. Like, I'm a writer. She writes.
I am spending a lot more time cultivating my podcast right now. So I think like the best way is just like, just go to my podcast.
I love your podcast. I put it on. I'm like, damn, my Thank God. I totally believe. And I don't want to say you're thunder at all, but I believe men should listen to your podcast because it gives you an internal view of what a good woman is talking about to women.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Because men shouldn't be listening just to men. You need to get both.
Yeah.
You need a good woman to tell you like, hey, this is stuff that is wrong. So that way you can actually go out there and be like, oh, wait, okay, I can see this is wrong. And not to belittle women when you see it's wrong,
no,
but
no,
just,
no.
just be a self-awareness and be like, okay, hey, She probably has some going to do in this area. Can I deal with this long term?
Yes, absolutely. You know? And thank you so much.
Month 9, 10, and then you're like, damn.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah. I do have some male listeners, and I know because they'll hit me up and be like, hey, I listened to your podcast. I just want to say good job. I'm like, hey, thanks. Right. I appreciate that. But I do think even though like the podcast is called, it's called literally Sis Get Your Ish Together. Yeah. Right. But when men listen to it, and though I'm talking to the ladies, like just take it and use like just reverse woman for men or both, do both. Instead of me saying sis, da, 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 just take it as sir, I'm telling you whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then also have insight into like, okay, there are women holding other women accountable. There are women who are holding themselves accountable. Mm-hmm. There are women who are talking about the way that they fucked up. There are women that are talking about how they had to learn how to be better for themselves. This exists because, and I think that men need to do that so that they are not so jaded in these echo chambers of men who are like, there are no good women out here. It's just like, nah, fam.
Thank
like,
you.
We're out here, but you're not even looking for it.
And sometimes they're not the ones that are post every day on Instagram. They are out in the real world getting degrees, starting businesses, writing books.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Like 100%.
So, and they're at conferences, at places. So like get outside of what you normally know.
Yeah.
And go find them.
Yeah.
Because they're out there. They are. There's so many. Like I met a woman yesterday, got her number. We were out to eat. And she had the sweetest spirit in the world. I was like, oh, hey, you like Van Gogh? She was like, yeah, I like Van Gogh. I was like, I'd love to take you out to see Van Gogh.
Yeah.
You know, and she was like, okay, great. I was like, you know, boom. You
see?
Know? 100%.
And
I'm telling you, there's so many beautiful women out here. So you guys, at least you heard it here first from Cece, not from me.
Yeah.
Because I think it's always good to have somebody on. And Cece, thank you for coming on again. Thank you so much. So
thank you for having me.
But my brother, you heard it here first. Your legacy starts today.
Thank you, my friend, for tuning into today's episode. This means so much to us over here at the 1% Man community. Now, we want to extend a hand of gratitude to you. So I have a free gift for you. All you have to do is go to www.the1percentman.com/podcast gift. This is an exclusive gift for listeners that tune into our podcast. So go over there, get that free gift as well. And now I have two simple acts of you. One, hit that subscribe button and leave us a comment and a 5-star review, because that helps us to see what you love about the podcast, and that helps us to bolster up in the rankings so more people can find us and listen to this pertinent information that we have for men of today's age. Last but not least, I want you to go back and listen to this podcast. Find just one thing that you can implement in your life today so you can move forward. Remember, progress over perfection. And till next time, my friend, your legacy starts today.